Friday, the 2nd of January, Vov Teves, Rabbi Ephraim Klein, the Pshat in Shaul Ben Haknanis.
Good morning, Rabbi Teves. This morning is actually a feast of Torah. And there's a klal gadol when you're learning. The shorter the Dibur HaMaaseh in Teves, the shorter the Dibur HaMaaseh in Rashi, you can be sure that there's gallons, tons of Torah that are there to be for the picking. The pasuk says concerning the shirim nefesh that came down to Mitzrayim, of Mei Shimoin, Yimuel, the Yamin, the Oihad, the Yochim, the Tzoichar. That's fine. The Shaul ben Haknanis, one of the children of Shimon, was Shaul ben Haknanis. Now, Shuta Shal Mikra is Omer Dor Sheni. There's an obvious pshat, an obvious problem over here. Shaul ben Haknanis, it cannot be that Shimon married a Kanani. The Gemara asks the Kasha, and Rashi already brings it in one of his one-worders in Parshas Vayeshev, that the pasuk says by Yehuda, it says Vayashom Yehuda Bas Ish Kanani Ushmu Shua Vaykochel Vayovela, that Yehuda married a Kanani. And immediately the Gemara asks, could it be that Avraham Avinu made all efforts that Yitzchok should not marry Kananis, and Rivka and Yitzchok, they exhorted Yaakov Avinu to go to Choron and marry one of the daughters of Lavan rather than take Mibnei Chais. And here Yehuda, without by your leave, goes and marries a Kananis. Can't be. So the Gemara says, Gemara Pesachim, that Kanani doesn't mean a Canaanite chas v'sholem, it means tagra, it means a businessman, businesswoman, or the son of the daughter of a businessman. So similarly over here, Rashi was bothered by the kasha, could it be that Shimon married a Canaanite? So Rashi says that the Canaanite over here is referring to Dino. Ben Dino shenival the Canaanite shahurgoi eschem. Rashi quotes the Medrash that when Shechina was violated by Shechem, she was trapped. She was so trapped that she felt that she could not go back home, and actually she was vindicated because she became pregnant from Shechem, and she had Osnas, and Osnas was actually sent away. We'll refer to this later in Yitzchak. So Dina had nowhere to go, so she forced Shimon and said to Shimon, Shimon, I'm not moving from here until you make a shvur that you're going to marry me. And Shimon married Dina, and the product of the union between Dina and Shimon was Shaul ben Haknanis. This is the Rashi. Now this Rashi is huge. There are actually keys from the Vilna Gaon, as we'll see, in understanding many Ma'amori Chazal in this Rashi. And number two, there is the Gur Aryeh, who goes into the Iyun Rav, the whole sugya, of what the Ovis kept and what the Ovis did not keep as far as the Torah is concerned. Because the first port of call here is the Mizrahi. Mizrahi says, wait a second, what's going on over here? Dina is an Eva. How could he marry his sister? So, Elamai, you'll say that the Shvatim married the sisters, Torah's Nordimoyim, and there's a man down in Rashi that says they married their sisters. So the Mizrahi says, well, that's not the problem, because it's Erev HaMinoein. It's from the maternal side. Maternal side is perfectly permissible. But when it comes to Dina was his fully fledged sister. So Mizrahi says, not a problem, because there is a man, Dama, Rebbe Kiva, who holds that the only Chiyuv Misa that Bnei Noach HaMetzuva on are Erva, on which one is Chayav Misa's Bezdin Bedini Yisrael. And since Abba'al HaChoysoi is Chiyuv Krisus, it's not Chiyuv Misa's Bezdin, Mimela, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Mutter for Ben Reach. And the Mandom Chazal that says that Dina married Shimon is going with the Shita Rabbi Kiva that says that Ben Noach is Mutter Bat Chosei. It's wonderful, we can shut shop and go home. So the Maral says, no, wait a second over here. Whoa. It can't be, ostensibly it can't be, and we know there's a Mepusha Rashi in Chumash that it can't be, that Yaakov Avinu, in spite of the fact that he was not Mitzuba, did not keep the Torah. And he turned around to Lavan and said, Im Lavan Galti, says Rashi, Im Lavan Galti, the Tariyag Mitzvah Shamati. He kept the Tariyag Mitzvah. So how can it be Zol Zayin that it's Mutter? It should be Mutter, the Ikra Adin. But Yaakov Avinu, being an Elach Yid, the operative word being Yid, kept the Torah, kept the Tariyag Mitzvah. Now, the Maral in Gur Aryeh, it's a long Gur Aryeh, and it needs working through, and I went through it. Every word in that Gur Aryeh is Meduyek, and he's actually touching on Yesodos Hadas, and he brings the Ramban in Parshas Toldos, I suppose that's the first port of call. The famous Ramban in Parshas Toldos says that the Ovos only kept Tariag Mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz they did not keep, they did not need to keep, and they didn't necessarily keep the Tariag Mitzvahs. That is why Yaakov Avinu married sisters. Rachel and Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah were sisters, all daughters of Lavan, and he married them because he wasn't Mitzvah. And says the Ramban, and that's what happened to Hakeh, that Rachel died on the way to Vaderech, and he wasn't over in Eretz Yisrael. That's the cash on the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't that's a problem. I was just going to say that. Bilhah Zilpah is a problem. The Ramban doesn't address that. We're going to see the Maral actually disagrees with the Ramban. So the Maral has got a few approaches in tackling this problem of the Tariag Mitzvahs Shamati. First of all, he says the following, and I think one has to become clean over here. I think we're just scratching the surface, because when you're talking about the Maral Miprag, you're talking about Sifrei Torah. It's all in a Loshon Nigla, but actually it's very much an Ister. So his first approach is the following. He says that we have to understand a very simple yesod. Geh she nisgaye kekon shenoyla domi. So this is the following, this one is ostensibly simple tirut. Geh she nisgaye kekon shenoyla domi means that a ger who converts together with his children or any erva, min ha-Torah, he is mutter to marry that erva. No problem, because the ger she nisgaye kekon shenoyla domi. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu, as were all the others, and the Shvatim, were all Bechinas Geirim. They were all Mekabel Mitzvahs, they all accepted upon themselves the old Mitzvahs. Because they accepted upon themselves the old Mitzvahs, that meant that they were new Berias, Berias Chadoshes. They were now no longer related to their Arias, their brothers and sisters, and therefore they were allowed to marry their sisters, their parents, yes. Therefore, hence, Yaakov Avinu could marry his sisters. Yehuda. Yaakov married two sisters. Yehuda was Miyabim, his daughter-in-law, who was an Erva. And Amram married his aunt. Amram married Yocheved, and as a result, Moshe and Aaron, the Shlosha Roei Yisrael, were born. So, what about Yerusha? Says the Maral, the din geshen is guy kachonshinu domi is only a halacha, if you like. It doesn't affect the actual physical relationship. So in terms of the physical relationship, the father and son physical being coming from the parent, that hilchos yerusha are dependent on that din, not on the halachic status, but on the physical status of father and son, and therefore they were yerush. You should all ask, what about the dor of Maccabi Torah? The dor of Maccabi Torah were also barayas. No, who can tell me who stated in Rashi the taka, the dor of Maccabi Torah were also? Come on, who is Rashi? Oh, Berchel Mishpachotim. Very good. Berchel Mishpachotim, Parshas Baloscha. It says that they were complaining. The Yidden were complaining. Why were they complaining? They were crying according to their families. Rashi says, the Mishpachot said, Al Iske Arayish in Ezraim, that they weren't allowed to marry Arayish, and they were the Dor Makabli Torah. So you see that they weren't allowed to marry Arayish. Why not? Gesh and Iske Aki Kotnshin, no, the dummy. Sizzamaral, very interesting too. A Chiddush. He says the din of Gershon is Gaya Kikon Shinoda Domi is only when a person is Mizgaya of his own volition. That he is totally self motivated to become a Gaya. And the din is Gershon is Gaya Kikon Shinoda Domi. But by Kabbalah Satoira, it's Kopalem Hakigigis. There was no Breira, they had to keep the Torah. Oh, if you're forced to become a Gaya, then it's not Kikon Shinoda Domi. Therefore, they were also to their arayas, they weren't allowed to marry their sisters, their daughters-in-law, etc. And therefore, they were both in the mishpachosim. A chiddush of the maral. Now, let's go one step further. There's a second chiddush of the maral. And here we're going a little bit into the realm of Sifrei Torah. The maral says the following. The maral says, one has to take a Mama Chazal Tariq Mitzvah Shamati and put it into context. There's a certain agenda that the Torah Akdosha, that the Ovois had in their building the Klal Yisrael. And that was the building of the Klal Yisrael. And the way the Klal Yisrael is built is unique to the Klal Yisrael and has inbuilt within it a program. And the program was set up by the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Avos and the Neviim. Therefore, al pi Ruach HaKodesh, they were allowed to marry their arayas. Now, Maral doesn't just say that this is some sort of esoteric uji buji, that they were allowed to marry the sisters because of Ruach HaKodesh. He explains it. He says the following. He says that Adam HaRishon was the father of mankind. And the Torah says, Chazal say, Olam Chesed Yibone, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a way that Chesed Yibone. It had to be built, it wasn't just a coincidence that Toimus Noldu with Cain and Hevel, but Cain and Hevel had twins that were born with them, twin sisters, and they married them. Olam Chesed Yibone, says the Gemara. The world had to be built through Chesed, through what would be in the future Arayas. The world had to be built through that relationship of brother-sister. Similarly, the world is the Klal Yisrael. So the world of the Klal Yisrael, just like the world of Adam HaRishon had to be built through Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibone, so the Olam of the Klal Yisrael, Olam Chesed Yibone. Hence, Yaakov Avinu married his sisters. Yaakov Avinu married sisters, Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah, because that's the way the Klal Yisrael had to be set up. So for the Avos HaKadoshim, there was no Issa Arayas as far as the sisters were concerned, because Olam Chesi Yibone, and Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, that's how it had to be. As I said, we're going into the world of Sifrei Torah, But nonetheless, this is the truth of the Maral. Olam Chesed Yiboni, that the world had to be set up and by Mangia Rayas, and that is Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. And similarly, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, Amram married his aunt Yocheved, because the Gimel Roi Yisrael, that saved the Klal Yisrael, had to come from this union of Amram and Yocheved, and Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, again with the agenda of the Klal Yisrael to be built, Amram was allowed to marry his aunt. Now we're going to turn to the Ramban. Again, with the same idea that it was Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, the Maral says that you see that the Avos had distinct mitzvahs that personified that particular of the Avos. For example, Avraham Avinu, what mitzvah personifies Avraham Avinu? Mila. What mitzvah personifies Yitzchok? Akeda, Shechita. What mitzvah personifies Yaakov? That one's a little bit more oblique. Shabbos, Kavat Chumim. This is not the Maral. Although one could argue Sukkot as well. The Maral says Shabbos. So similarly, says the Maral, there are certain Isurim that were peculiar to particular others that were mutter, and that's the issa of Baal HaChosei that was mutter. Then the Maral goes on to say something beautiful along this, and he actually argues with Tosfos in Nida and argues with the Ramban. He says a very simple but powerful lomdus. He says the following: God will have a mitzvah of Aisa and Misha in a mitzvah of Aisa. You can do a mitzvah even though you ain't a mitzvah of Aisa. The daughters of Rashi put on tzitzis, tefillin. Why? Because they were in a mitzvah, but they get schar for performing the mitzvah. Says the Maral, the God will have a mitzvah of Aisa and Misha in a mitzvah of Aisa only applies to mitzvahs matzias, tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, sukkah, shofar, kiddush on Shabbos. The mitzvahs matzias. Why? Says the Maral. It's simple. He says, there's only a mila of doing something which you're supposed to do. So tefillin, for example. Tefillin, even if we would not be mitzvahin, tefillin, the Tosfos man, tia Tosfos Hashem b'ficho, in the parashas of Tefillin, you've got Emunah, you've got Mitzrayim, you've got Ashkocha Protis, all these are milas that even if we would not be Mitzuvah, nevertheless, there's a mila. Tzitzis, even if you're not Mitzuvah to put tzitzis on, there's a mila in putting tzitzis, or Yisimotus Chatos Mitzvah Sashem. There's a mila in going out to the Sukkah. You know why? Because you go into the Sukkah and it's cold and it might be raining, and you're putting your hands in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So even if you're not mitzvah mitzvah sukkah, there's a mila. But says the Maral, there's no mila in not eating on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a bad example. There's no mila of not eating chazer until you're told not to eat chazer. Because as long as there's no issa of not eating chazer, what's wrong with eating chazer? There's no mila in not doing something until you're told not to do it. Right? There's no mila. What's the mila in not doing an issa until it becomes an issa? Because the whole mila of not being over the issa is you're going against what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you not to do. But as long as the Kodesh Baruch Hu told you not to do it, why shouldn't you be able to do it? There's no mila in not doing it. Says the Maral, a simple raya. I mean, a woman is not Makai in the midst of Lois Ashkis, right? Of not being Mashkis her beard if she has one, right? She's not over the Issa of Lois Ashkis, not Makai in the midst of Val Tashkis if she doesn't shave. Or a woman, a Kohenes, who's not Matamala Mesim, she's a from a Kohenes, she says, I'm not going to be Matamala Mesim. going to be dead from. I'm going to be a dead from Kenneth. I'm jealous of Danny over here. Danny's a Kayin, right? I'm dead jealous of my dad, and I'm going to put on. I'm not going to go to a Beis Olam, right? I'm not going to be in the Tumah Lameisim, right? Because I'm going to be a from Kenneth. Says Mara, it's nonsense. Because she's not mitzvah not to become Tomei. Says no, Mara not be matama herself, right? Simple. Says the Mara, I'll bring you a raya. Interesting. Tosus in Rabbi Natan does not say the same terms as Mara. The Gemara in Nida, at the end of the Septus Nida, says La Mesim Chofshi, Mesim are allowed to wear kilayin. One can make shrouds made of kilayin. So they go, I'm Rabbi Yechon, the Mesim Chofshi, the Mesim people, Bami Non, who have died, are part of the mitzvahs. Trek Taisvahs, Loig LaRosh, the Gemara says, in those days they used to put tzitzis on the Mesim because of Loig LaRosh. You're making fun of the person who's died, because he can't do mitzvahs anymore. Just like we're not allowed to, we've got to cover our tzitzis when we go into Beis Olam because of Loig LaRosh, making fun of the unfortunate niftorim. So Loig LaRosh, we put tzitzis on somebody who's died. So why do we say that we are allowed to put kilayim on a mace? Mozik Akasha, Tesis Kasha in the Mesefta's Nida. And for Rabbeinu Tam, no. Tzitzis is different. Tzitzis is Keneged, Tayed Mitzvahs. So it's more having a go at the mace than kilayim. Zot the Maral, Gewalt! I don't know where Tesis is coming from. The Kasha hates in it on. A person who dies, Lameisim Chofshi is potter from Kalatura Kula. And Kilayim is alive. Leisilbash. It's alive. So there's no Myla in a mace being Mekayim Mitzvah Kilayim. Lameisim Chofshi. Like we said before, if you're not Mitzvah, if you're not commanded not to do something, there's no Myla in doing it. The Frumkite is a nonsense. Says the Maral. So there's no din of kilayim. There's no Loig LaRosh if a person if a mace wears kilayim.
What's good for the leg that he was once chayav and now he's not nothing? That's what Loig LaRosh means. You're making fun of someone who's
no Loig Pashtus. The Loig LaRosh is here and now.
Here and now. Even a mitzvah
tateh is Loig LaRosh.
Nothing now. Loig LaRosh. You're making fun of him. Ha ha ha! I've got mitzvahs and you haven't. Who are in my license? I've got two.
Say that
later.
Why not? Right. Actually, that well, it's the here and now or the more. But actually, I didn't get the math later. I hear. So that's the morale. But interestingly enough, the morale finishes off and said, from Kai to him, from Kai to her, Lanaisa, the Chazal, the Torah, does say, in Ravon Garati, the Tariag mitzvah Shamati. So Weiss says that even in the world of Frumkeit, Yaakov Avinu did keep Tariag Mitzvahs even alive. That's the closing gambit of the Maral. But that Svar is a very, very powerful Svar of the Maral. Now let's go back to the actual story of Shaul ben Akhmanis. There's a fantastic Gemara in Sanhedrin, which if you look at this Gemara, and the Marsha does, L'chaira, this Shaul ben Akhmanis was an enigmatic, quixotic character, according to the Marsha. Why? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amr Reb Yochanan, Chamisha Shemes Yeshua Lezimri ben Salu. At the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, what happened was, Zimri ben Salu, the Matei Shimon, Mate Shimon, he was Boil Aramis and he was killed by Pinchas, the famous story. Who was this Zimri? Says Rabbi Yochanan, he has five names. Zimri ben Solu, Shaul ben Akhmanis, Shlumiel ben Suri Shadoi, Zimri, I'll say Shem Chenasa Kebetza Muzeris, his Zerah was mixed up with Tumah. Ben Solu, Why is it called Ben Solu? Al Shehisli Avonu Shomishpachtoi. He besmirched the family name. Shol, why is it called Shol? Al Shehishil Atzmul Edvar Aveira. He lent himself to this Aveira, he gave himself over to this Aveira. Ben Aknanis, why is it called Ben Aknanis? Al Shehosom Masa Knan. Omashmoi, and what's his name? Shlumiel Ben Suri Shadoi Shemoi. His name was Shlumiel Ben Suri Shadoi. An amazing Blitzidiki Gemara. Zogamashah, this fellow, Zimri, don't fall off your chairs at once, was 250 years old at least. Shol Ben Aknanis. Listening? Right, have you fallen off your chair yet? 250 years old. I mean, it's not for me to start calling Zimri names. I mean, it's enough. But what's going on? As I mentioned, I like 11. I'm a doshay. As I got the marashah, so I found the Metzia Gadola. And this Metzia Gadola, actually, you should remember it because it's a mafteah for understanding many, many Mamori Chazal. And the Metzia Gadola is in Eideres Eliyahu in Parshas Nitzavim. Don't tell me I found it because I don't know, but it's a Metzia Gadola. I don't think I've learned Eideres Eliyahu. By Parshas Nitzavim, I opened up the Eideres Eliyahu and I found this Eideres Eliyahu. The Pasuk says, Pen Yesh Bochem Shoresh Pere Roish Velano. Says the Goyim, the Vilna Goyim, what does it mean, a Pere Roish Velano, a poisonous root? Says Chazal, a Shoresh Yitzmach Mimini Peret Roish, a root from which grows bad fruits. Roish Velano, Razal, Kumashim Razal, Pesel Micha, Ovai Yisrael Bayam. And I'll say that Pesel Micha went with Klai Yisrael in the sea. So the Goyim says, what are you talking about? Pesel Micha went with them in the sea. Pesel Micha happened hundreds of years after Yisrael Mitzrayim. Says the God, of course Pesel Micha did not go out with them in the sea. The Pshat is, Valikamu Meishono Benem, Ela Shoresh Sotzamach Mimenu Ho'ish Micha Shavad Pesel. There! The root cause of Pesel Micha was actually there in prenatal form, the seed ready to grow and sprout forth in the form of the Avodah Zorah, passed into the and that caused the Pesel Micha. Similarly, Yaakov Avinu, when the Shekhinah left him in next week's Sedra, Sheroa Es Ephraim, we're going to talk about this in a second, Sheosid Lifroch Mimele Yeravam Ben Nevat, he said Miela. We're going to come to that. We'll come back to that in a second, because very much in the gear to Shol Ben Aknanis. V'chein Omru, who Zimri Ben Solu, who Shlumiel Ben Suri Shaddai, who Shol Ben Aknanis? Of course, it's not the same person, says the Vilna Gaon. Of course, he didn't live 250 years, says the Vilna Gaon. Could it be Shlumiel Ben Suri Shaddai had Tzadik Bocher Yisrael? Could it be the Tzadik, the Nasi, who brought the Chanukah from his bear? He's a Rosh Zimri, Chas V'Sholem, it's not the same person. Says the Goyim, V'hu Achet Perech Min HaShoresh Min Shol Ben Aknanis. The Bia of Shechem, that was Mutal, that contaminated Dina, that went into Shol, the son of Shimon. And that contamination was the Shoresh Poreroish Velano that came out and was latent in Shlumiel Ben Suri Shaddai, the Hele Genotin Yisrael. It was latent there and came out 250 years later at least in Zimri Ben Solu. That's the Shoresh Poreroish Velano. I'm very dick of shat, this is not the going. So, well, he didn't live 250 years. A Chas V'Sholem Shlumiel Ben Suri Shaddai was not the same person. Chas V'Sholem. But the Shoresh Poreroish Velano, the Tumah of Shechem, came out hundreds of years later. Zot the Ksav V'Kabbalah, and he brings the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Vayechin next week, etc. And the Gaon alludes to it over here. Who were Ephraim and Manasseh? Children of Asnath. Who was Asnath? The daughter of Shechem. says the Ksav Kabbalah and he brings the Goyim. The Goyim doesn't spell it out. The Ksav Kabbalah does spell it out. Says the Ksav Kabbalah that the tumah of Yerovam ben Nevat and the tumah of Achav, who both came from Ephraim, Menashe, that tumah was the Sherish Parish Lana that was born from the Bia of Shechem. So the hezek, the damage that Shechem caused is incalculable. It's unbelievable, the churban that he caused. The mouth with Zimri, the mouth of Yerovam ben Nevat, the mouth of Achav, all came from that one terrible tragedy with Shechem. So let's just summarize. The summary is as follows. The Maral argues with the Ramban as far as the Pshat in the Ovos not keeping the whole Torah. He says it only applies to mitzvahs Aseh, it doesn't apply to Isurim. And they also married the Arayas Alpi Ruach HaKodesh. And as far as the Shor ben Akhnanis is concerned, we have now Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Shor ben Akhnanis was not the same person as Zimri, but the Sherish Perish Velano of the Bia of Shechem caused that the tumor to come out all those years later.